even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name's Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. And I say this every episode, but this is going to be an eclectic one. I don't know. I hate categorizing everything that I'm listening to recently and everything that I want to play. I hate putting it into one genre. I try to go by one mood, so I'm not playing super slow music in the middle of, I don't know, a bunch of really fast upbeat stuff. But, and I think I achieved that here. But yeah, this is definitely an eclectic mix this episode. A couple of songs on here are actually requests. So shout out to the caller who called about 2 weeks ago, I think it was. It wasn't last week's episode, it was the week before. You recommended to me Elastica. I love Elastica, and it's kind of a crime that I didn't play them on that episode because they fit right in with the Sugar Cubes and the Breeders and all of that. So good. I female-fronted Britpop bands are, they blow the male ones out of the water, for me at least, like Lush, Elastica. I'm trying to think who else, even you're more shoegazy, but Curve and Garbage and stuff like that. Just so good. So yeah, lots of requests here that I'm doing the starting music thing again, that like opening instrumental, because I don't know, I feel like it sets the right mood before I jump right into talking. That was Find Your Own Identity by Oxygen Fad from Montreal. It kind of sets, I think it just, yeah, sets the tone. And I like having the instrumental because I come on here and I talk a lot. So it's nice to subvert that with a little bit of no talking. Anyways, so going back to the crust, first up here, here is Car Song by Elastica.
Kids, this one's fresh and it's new. It's SNFU with Eric's Had a Bad Day.
Thank you.
That was, as the announcer announced in the preamble to the song, that was Eric Had a Bad Day by SNFU. And then before that, we listened to Car Song by Elastica. And now, as far as like the Elastica catalog goes, Car Song is kind of like, I don't know, it's a bit sillier. It's not necessarily as... I mean, I wouldn't call their song serious, but it's definitely on the more gimmicky side, if that makes sense. But I think that's why I like it. That is my favorite Elastica song. I don't know. It feels, it's very Car. There's no other way to describe it. And it just feels like we're kind of bumping along, taking a ride in her car. SNFU, love SNFU. Always got to play them. And I forgot to mention this before, but the more kind of theme that I'm going for in this episode is playing more hardcore stuff. And now SNFU, sort of hardcore. It really depends how you're categorizing things. But just great Canadian punk. Like, there's a lot of Canadian punk in this episode. I've just been inspired recently. I've been listening to lots of hardcore. There's some great shows that have gone on. And yeah, that's pretty much what we're going to be aiming for this episode. So within that sort of theme, here is Breeding Insanity by No Warning.
Yeah. Have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love extended family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
That was Vo with Are You With Me? And before that was Breeding Insanity by No Warning. And now that's the most popular Vo song. It's also my favorite, but I'm going to get away with the most popular song being my favorite just because Vo are not that popular. They're not even a band anymore. I think they were like throughout mid-2000s. But yeah, if you like that song, definitely recommend checking out the rest of that album. It's all within kind of that same vein. But I must say that Are You With Me is the best. Maybe this is my biased opinion. The best Vo song. And then coming up next, we have more Canadian hardcore. This is Bad Waitress with NDFE.
Oh,
That was Weird Punks by Cancer Bats. Always a staple. Saw Cancer Bats here in Kingston last year. So good. As far as Canadian hardcore goes, like, I have to play them. They've been around forever, I guess. But yeah, always good. Just such a good sound. And then coming up next, here is another request. Shout out to Danny and to Henry. Heard this song playing at a party, at Danny's party. And I was really, really gone. But I was like, this song is really, really good. And I better remember the name of it the next morning. And I didn't. I had to ask Danny for the name. But yeah, I thought it was like the best song ever while I was drunk, and I'm sober and I still think it's the best song ever. So here is Dancer by Idols featuring LCD Sound System. That was Thorn in My Side by Quicksand. And you've probably noticed this already. I would hope that you would. But all of the songs in this episode are very short. They're kind of averaging around like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And that's kind of the going rate for hardcore songs. They're short, sweet, they pack a punch, and they're just kind of stuffing all that energy into that small time span. And it's kind of like me. Like, I'm very short, I'm 5'2", and I pack a punch, and I say what I need to say, and then I leave, and that's it. But I think this is the most songs that I have ever fit into an episode. If I'm counting correctly, I think there's about 15 or 16, I'm not sure, and I'm not going to go back and count because I'm lazy. But yeah, 15 or 16 songs, and I usually average around 10 or 12. So we're fitting lots of music into this hour that I'm spending with you. And I guess I think that's a good thing because you're exposed to more songs and it lets me share more songs. So yeah, it's nice. Nice change. Coming up next, we have more Canadian hardcore. I keep on saying that, but I did warn you. I'm listening to a lot of Canadian hardcore and it's good. So you can get on out of here if you don't want to hear it. But here is Wake the Dead by Comeback Kid.
We never survive. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da C4C, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai marinheiro, vai, vai.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been listening along, welcome back. We just listened to Countryside by No Hope, Australian band, very new, very fresh off the print. If that phrase is applicable, but yeah, very new. I think it came out last week. I love that, hearing that Australian accent. I don't know. I love someone that I knew in the summer was dating an Australian guy, and I really just wanted to talk to him to hear his accent, because maybe this is the Canadian in me saying this, but I find it very, very funny. It makes everything 10 times funnier. And I think it's just fun to listen to, and I like when accents come through in music. And I'm sick of British accents in music. I'm gonna play some who sings I'm thinking of an Australian band. Can't remember it right now, but I'm going to have to play some of them because I'm tired of British people. But yeah, Countryside by No Hope. And coming up next, we have Agent Orange with Bloodstains. Sorry, I snuck some industrial into the hardcore episode. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But Nitra Ebb is so good. They're so good. And they fit the mood, okay? That was Murderous by Nitra Ebb. So good. I haven't, like, properly sat down and listened to Nitra Ebb in a while. Listened to, like, those first albums, the ones that were really kind of the beginning of that type of industrial sound. But yeah, going back and listening to them, I'm like, why did I ever stop listening to them? So energetic, gets you so pumped up. And it's like, it strips down just enough, but it still has that melody and that rhythm. And it's so good. Ugh. And also, thinking a lot recently about Douglas McCarthy, may he rest in peace. I love Nitra Ebb and his passing. I talked about this last week and I played Nitra Ebb last week, but yeah, it really affected me because I love them. And this is a fun fact. If you know anything about me, you know that I love Depeche Mode. And Nitra Ebb actually went on tour with Depeche Mode in the 90s during the Violator era tour. And my mom got to see them. So yeah, thanks, Mom. Thanks. I'm not jealous at all. That's fine, I guess. Thanks for not bringing me in 1990. But yeah. One last request as we finish off this show. So one request, one last song. This request comes from Henry, Henry Hamilton, HH. He told me at this party, he said, Tommy, you need to play this, or else. And being a nice person and a good friend, I said, sir, yes, sir, I will. So first up is Dead Worst by Ditz. And then to finish things off, we will be listening to A Speculative Fiction by Propagandhi because they just played in Kingston. And I didn't get a ticket, unfortunately. They sold out. And I'm trying to save money because groceries are ridiculous. But I mean, you already knew that. But yeah. So first up, here is Dead Worst by Ditz.
Sins. 6 full cubits and a snap. A shepherd's sling and